This is a small studio, audio-only session, recorded in 2018 with Joshua Powell. I'm Melissa Davis, Small Studio Sessions producer. You can find an entire small studio session with video from Joshua Powell and his band The Great Train Robbery at wfyi.org/smallstudio. Support for Small Studio Sessions is provided by Sun King Brewing.
The first song that I'm going to play is called Fated Destroyer. I wrote this in reflecting upon some time. You know, people always think that when you're on tour, you get to see the whole country, and there's a very romanticized notion of it. But the reality is that we see every city's best dive bar and Taco Bell a lot of times. But a few years back, we were on the road, and I made a point to stop outside of Slab City in the deserts of Southern California and visit this huge monument of psychedelic art called Salvation Mountain. And there's a man who crashed his hot air balloon in the desert and had a vision from God to build a mountain there and committed the next, well, the rest of his life to it. And he built it by hand with hay bales and hand-mixed adobe that he let set overnight. And emblazoned at the top of it is this huge, like, day-glow message that just says God is love. And, you know, like so many people, especially in the Midwest, as I'm, you know, becoming my own person and becoming, you know, an adult in a lot of ways, unpacking a lot of the psychological and religious baggage from growing up. You know, I have a lot of cognitive dissonance about spirituality, but being at that place in that completely improbable mountain in the desert in the middle of nowhere in an anarchist commune beyond the reach of law, something about being in that place that was so exotic that really put doubts into perspective and made me think that maybe there is... I don't know what's on the other side of the veil, but there are certain places where the veil is thinner, and that was one of them. That's where the song came from. It's called Fated Destroyer.
Outside the city in the suns. every prayer that was ever prayed on my behalf, I said my own. Don't give up on me.
This next tune that I'm going to do is off of the record Psychotropic that my band and I are releasing in December at the Hi-Fi. Before we went into the studio to record this album's bulk sessions, that we did all this pre-production, and I kept writing up until the very last minute before we got in the studio in case that there was another song that was hidden in here somewhere that was like going to be really good that would make the cut at the last minute. And two of them actually did. This is one of those songs. I've been doing music as Joshua Powell or Joshua Powell and the Great Train Robbery for like 6 or 7 years now. But I got my start playing in like punk cover bands in South Florida where I grew up, and eventually into the first real band that I had that wrote songs and like went out and toured was a Christian metalcore band in a small town in Florida. And it was my first taste of like what scenes were or like what a music community could be. And it was such a strange little niche to be a part of, especially when you look at what we do now. But it was in reflecting on those times that I ended up writing the lyrics to this song, and it's I made it to the new record. And there's a music video for it coming out on Halloween. So, because I'm a spooky Halloween boy. The song's called Econoline.
Enough.
another few months. I promised you once, I was sure that indeed you wouldn't die. But the shows and are all ones that I still play back when someone shouts a breakdown call.
Groovy. Thanks, y'all.